Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New York City has gone 24 hours without a coronavirus death for the first time since the pandemic began. But Mayor Bill de Blasio's announcement today is a rare glimmer of good news as the virus spreads unchecked in other parts of the country.
On Sunday, Florida reported more than 15,000 new cases, shattering California and New York's records for new cases in a single state in one day. For more, we have Miami Herald reporter Ben Konark via Skype. And Ben, these Florida numbers are much higher than what we saw in New York during its COVID-19 peak. How concerning is this spike?
Well, it's important to keep in mind with new case numbers that we're testing a lot right now here in Florida. You know, this record number that we saw yesterday was also a record day in testing. What you should look at and what is very concerning is the percent positivity, still not being anywhere near where you would want it to be. And then what's more concerning than that is hospitalizations and deaths.
Give us a sense of what you're seeing in terms of hospitalizations and deaths.
Sure. So the hospitalizations was really something we were flying blind on for a long time here in the state of Florida. Here in Miami-Dade County, we'd always had real-time numbers of hospitalizations, but across the state, that wasn't available, even though we had started to figure out within the last month that the state actually did have access to these data, but they were not reporting it. Last week, they finally reported the number of people who are hospitalized with COVID in the state, and it was around 7,000. Well, now over the weekend, we're already up to about 8,000. So it's going in the wrong direction. And it's really a statewide rise in people who are hospitalized with COVID.
I want to ask you about something else. Republican Governor DeSantis has closed down bars and says he won't reopen them. Can you give us a sense of how much is currently open in the state? And is there a chance the state gets a stay-at-home order again?
Yeah, so it's an interesting question. So I don't know if the stay-at-home order is being discussed, but here in Miami-Dade, we were not opening at the same rate that other places in the state were opening, and yet we still see this resurgence of the virus. Here in Miami right now, you can still do things that you weren't able to do during the safer-at-home order. For instance, you can go, have a meal outside. And, the beaches are open again, although they were closed briefly for July 4th weekend. But overall, it's not like the floodgates have been opened here. There are still a lot of restrictions in place, but we are seeing a lot of virus transmission despite that. And what local leaders have tied that to is, people kind of doing things on their own, having house parties, having gatherings, Airbnbs that turn into makeshift nightclubs. And I think part of this is a larger cultural issue in Florida, where we have a governor who for a long time was downplaying the severity of this virus and, never did a statewide mask mandate, often kind of singled out the press as an issue, more so than the virus itself. And so now we are dealing with a lot of people here in Florida who don't seem to think that this is an issue that actually affects them or is one they should take seriously.
What has been the reaction to Governor DeSantis's call for the reopening of schools in August?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of uncertainty and nervousness about that decision. I think there's a lot of disbelief. We don't really know what this virus does to children yet. In fact, we don't really know what it does to adults. There are long-term consequences of this virus that we do not understand. We're starting to learn more about. And there are questions about transmission. So it's, obviously a heated issue. A lot of people would like to see schools reopen. But it's just at this point, I think there's a lot of uncertainty and nervousness about the idea of sending kids into school when we have just this really kind of uncontrolled spread of the virus happening throughout the state right now.
Hmm. A Disney ad made the rounds on social media in advance of this weekend's opening of Disney World. It shows park workers in masks. Let's listen.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
This was in advance of Disney World opening. It's now open for business again. What do you make of that?
Other than social media visuals of what's going on at Disney, I don't know what exactly it looks like. I know they're taking precautions, but I will say it's surreal for me as a healthcare reporter and someone who talks a lot to doctors and nurses here in Miami to see this happening in the same state. I mean, it's like if in the thrust of New York's crisis, you had people down at Chelsea Pier riding a Ferris wheel. It just doesn't make any sense why you would have this open. And I understand they're taking precautions to try and control it, but it just, you know, we are in a state of crisis in Florida right now. And there's really no part of the state that's been untouched by that. So to have Walt Disney open is certainly a bit of cognitive dissonance, to put it lightly.
That's Miami Herald reporter Ben Konark. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.